Roseland and Moreland, even though some people seem to think it's connected, we're really not. We're the stepchildren of Santa Rosa communities. We don't get the attention that we deserve because of the stigma that has been put on the Moreland community.
Christy Gray describes herself as a community engager. A Sonoma County native, she's lived in Moreland for the past 10 years in Burbank Housing's 68-unit Carrillo Place apartment complex, an island of safety surrounded by uncertainty and fear.
In Carrillo Place apartments alone, there has to be over 100 kids, from newborn to 15, and they have nowhere to go. That complex is it. And kids will play until 12 o'clock at night. That's all they have. Our park that's within the complex is also utilized for the kids who live outside the complex. Andy used to come to our complex all the time. So we need a park.
But that's hardly all that's lacking. Vince Harper, Assistant Director of Community Engagement for a Community Action Partnership, keeps maps of Moreland and Roseland on one wall of his office. He says the contrast in available resources between the two is glaring.
If you look at the number of resources that are available in the Roseland area, you see these massive numbers of resources, schools, stores, resource centers, those kinds of things, dotted all over the place along Sebastopol Road and in Roseland. And then you move out to Moreland, there's one resource center, and that's at Burbank Housing. And that's where we've been meeting. But other than that, they have a little mart out there where people can shop, mostly a liquor store that pretends to be something else. It's a really disconnected island out there.
Harper and Gray have both been part of a recent series of Moreland community meetings held to develop a shared vision of their neighborhood's greatest needs and what it could become. Kelly Elder, a program manager with the county's Department of Health Services, came away impressed with Moreland's eagerness to dig in and make change happen.
I anticipated there would be a lot of energy and a lot of excitement, a lot of hope because of the recent tragedies. I expected that people would be prepared to make change and move forward. I didn't expect the level of commitment and enthusiasm and the amount of positive energy that came out of even the very first meeting.
The draft plan that resulted from those meetings was recently delivered to county supervisors. It calls for improved transportation, adding bus stops, bike lanes, and sidewalks, increased access to healthy food, and neighborhood beautification, especially the creation of a new public park. Esther Lemos, who has lived there for 43 years, sees that as a vital addition.
Oh, definitely. It would be a big change. Our children will have a place to go play, get together. Families would have a place to get together. And it's a way to get to know more people.
Yet the park is not at the top of her list for the most important neighborhood improvements.
To me, I think safety would be the most important. More lighting, more crosswalks for people, even more patrolling.
Already, says neighbor Christy Gray, some bus stops have been adjusted to more suitable locations, and rumors of new street lighting are circulating.
This is all new for Moreland. The more people that take the time out to invest in the community, the more prosperous and successful it will be. And it just warms my heart to see families have new hope.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.